Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live. Jim Zulli, are you with us this morning?
I'm with you, and good morning to our Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world and to our Easy Way family. Reef, I have my new phone, and I was pushing buttons all over the place to get things together here. Oh, my God. I went to a little screen and a big screen, and then there was a new line, and oh, my God. I was going into panic mode, Reef.
I hope you can get through the hour. Don't push anything. Don't push anything.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
And then, you know, Reef, I don't have the case for it, you know, the protective case, and it's so slippery, it slipped through my hands. And don't try to use your cell phone if your fingers are damp at all, because you can't swipe anything, you know? And it looks like
a copy. My fingers get too cold, and I try to swipe, and they're too cold. I can't swipe.
And it's like I had a fish in my hand. A thing is flopping all over the place. I'm thinking, oh, jeez, what am I going to do? I can't
get the good news is that's supposed to have the strongest face of any cell phone made. So hopefully it won't break between now and the time you get the case. I always tell everybody, though, buy your case when you buy your phone. Put the case on the phone.
And, you know, it's amazing. As I was here since 6 o'clock in the morning, just preparing, everything was set and ready to go. And here the show's starting, and at the last, you know, 10 seconds, everything starts flying along. But anyway, guys... this is an amazing time, Reef, and the holidays are exciting. I mean, it's getting off to a good start, and the Easy Way experience is going crazy. I'm just going to let everybody know. Go to theeasywaynetwork.com or text Easy Way to 55678, and it's just become an amazing format, the Wall of Fame for the meeting and networking, and people are saying, wow, what a way to meet and greet each other. Social media done through the Easy Way, Reef. So, okay, what are we talking about here? It looks like we're just about ready to roll into our hot topic time.
Let's move into hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, the virus is back in the news again. Today is the last day for the military to be fully vaccinated. They're threatening to, I assume, dishonorably discharge a bunch of Marines and I guess some soldiers that just aren't willing to get the vaccine. And today was their last day to get the last jab, as they're calling it. You know, if I want someone to do something, I would not give it the nickname jab, nor would I allow people to give it that nickname. But that's what they're calling it nowadays. Instead of a vaccination, they're calling it the jab. There's also other rolling deadlines for people to get their vaccination, or there are serious consequences like either paying for your own testing or losing your job. There are all kinds of consequences that are coming with this. And the latest is the Omicron, which is another Greek letter. But, you know, they go down the alphabet, the Greek alphabet, like they go through names by the English alphabet for storms. They're using these Greek alphabet letters to identify the different variants. And they've got this Omicron coming out of South Africa, but they found it in like four other countries. They think it's probably already in America. They don't know if it's, they think it's easier to catch, but not necessarily more severe. They don't know yet. Fauci was on TV yesterday saying, oh, it'll take a couple of weeks to figure it out. I don't know what to tell you, folks. We are going through a strange time with this virus, this vaccine, and these mandates. Let your conscience be your guide. There are people I know that are taking a stand. I've gotten mine. I haven't gotten the third booster yet. It's very confusing, but all I can say is don't give other people a hard time because of the decision they made of what to do. Make your own decision, live by your own decision, and stop accusing people. People are, you know, they're losing their minds over this thing. They're attacking people over it. They're fighting over it. We need to come together, people. They say we've got to get through this together. We really do. So we got to calm down, figure out what you're going to do, and live by your own conviction. But they are looking at children getting the vaccination and getting the booster. Adults, they've already okayed the booster. All I can say is I'm praying for your health and your welfare, because we have to get through this together. That's my hot topic, Jim. What's yours this morning?
Well, Risa does have a way of, you know, common sense and getting things together. So well said, Risa. Taking a breath, I'm situated. my phone got me through the beginning, and I'm situated in our Easyway studio with our mic, and I'm all ready to go here. So, you know, we got the holidays that are off to an exciting start. Thanksgiving holiday travelers numbered 53.4 million, and America's on the move. We got global economy, although in 2020, the global economy had its deepest recession in 74 years as the pandemic upended lives and livelihoods. The world's economy had entered 2021 at a subdivided, you could call it a subdued growth rate, and accelerated to a faster pace in the second half. So that's a good thing. 3.9% growth expected in 2022. Inflation and supply chain bottlenecks, as we all know, are an issue. So housing continues its rise. It's kind of good news for home buyers, ups and downs here. The housing continues to rise, but at a little bit of a slower pace, so that's a good thing. So the prices aren't going to keep skyrocketing like they have been. It's a lower supply and higher demand market, with the increased cost of building materials being passed to home buyers. The low mortgage rates also fuel the continued appreciation, but on the other hand, they allow payments for those that qualify for home loan rates are still around the 3% range, and that's really good for your payments. More and more flooded streets and coastal communities, you know, if you're at sea level, the increase in water temperatures raising the ocean sea levels a bit, and, you know, like down in Miami on a sunny day, they're finding flooded streets. Flat screen TV is getting bigger and more affordable. $300 or $400 gets you a 60-inch TV. It used to be thousands of dollars. Now they've got so many, they get a really good price. What's the biggest flat screen? Well, I'll tell you what, go to a store. I went to a Best Buy the other day, and they, you know, a 90-inch TV. I mean, I wouldn't even bring that home. I mean, I'd have that delivered and set up. It's too big. But they actually have a the wall. They call it a gigantic, the wall, 292 inches. But you got to think twice before you want something like that in your house. You have to have a really big house or something like that. Experts predict more snow, rain, and cooler temperatures in northern U.S. in 2022. Billions and trillions putting into the climate efforts. And a skeleton has been discovered, a new type of dinosaur bone has been discovered in Missouri, a Parasaurus. It's a duck-billed type dinosaur, 30 feet long. So if you discover something like that in your backyard, you know what it's called. Okay, so Marisa, we'll roll on. Well, and for the baby boomers, 70 years as a performer comes to an end as Tony Bennett, singer icon, does his last performance on stage at 95 years old with Lady Gaga. He started performing
in
49.
And he sounded wonderful.
Oh, wow. And he looks great. I mean, he's 95. Yeah. He looks amazing. Wow. So with that, let's put him in a commercial, and we have a very interesting guest, especially for your boomers.
Get on the Easy Way train. Create your own free Easy Way wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store, Watch Free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the Easy Way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text Easy Way to 55678.
The Brain Tap is a unique headset that combines light and sound frequencies with guided meditations. Dr. Patrick Porter, inventor of Brain Tap and member of our faculty, has created 20 to 30 minute course reviews for many of our courses. Before starting a course or at any point before taking the exam, you can put on your Brain Tap, close your eyes, and begin your course review. Brain Tapping guides your mind from an awake, reactionary mind into an intuitive, creative state, then to a place where super learning and healing can occur, with the outcome being a heightened state of consciousness with crystal clear focus. Relax with scientifically proven techniques that create a symphony of brainwave activity, a feeling of calm focus that's just right for learning and productivity. Each session is designed with brainwave balance in mind. Some audio sessions have dual voice processing, which means you may hear two voices speaking at the same time. This technique is used for inspiring left and right brain balance.
Yes, indeed. Brain Tap. That is some technology that's quite intriguing. So, guys, you want to sit up and pay attention to our next guest that's coming on, Dr. Galli. If you were ever interested in discovering the fountain of youth, our guest today is about to, you could say is as close as it comes to finding that fountain of youth, a physician for over 50 years, who has been specializing in regenerative medicine and reversing the aging process and protecting cells with an anti-degenerative technique. Dr. Galli's an international speaker and well-known by his peers for his research in the field of regenerative medicine. Wow, Reith, this is something that is going to be totally... Well, I can say something I'm really interested in, and I'll bet you a lot of other people are too. So I'm like, I'm all ears. Dr. Galli, you on with us? Let's see.
Good morning, everybody.
We got you.
Good morning.
My heart was starting
sir.
To pitter-patter a little bit. I didn't know if you tuned in here and, were able to get on. And so we're very excited, both Reith and I and many of our listeners, on what you've been experimenting with for the last so many years. And we want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, totally. And, we're talking about, the proverbial fountain of youth and making it possible for seniors to actually enjoy, like we're talking about. Why do they call it golden years? What the heck's that? They're the rusty years for a lot of us. And you are turning it into the golden years. So totally exciting. So tell us, what got you into... Oh, look, I'm sorry. Reitha Gray is the host of the show here. And Reitha, Dr. Galli. I'm just so excited, Reitha. Sorry.
I'm excited
Hello,
Reitha. Too, Dr. Galli. Hello.
Pleasure.
Tell us.
Hello to you.
Tell us...
Thank you.
How do we age backwards?
How do we age? First, I want to find out, Dr. Galli, what brought you into this field? I mean, there's so many fields you could have. What was it? Were you aging rapidly as a youth that you wanted to experiment in this?
No. Let me share this with you. It was a selfish reason, basically. I want to maintain my youth and vitality. I was an intensivist, intensive care physician, so I was trying to drag people on the 11th and a half hour, one foot in the grave and the other foot in a banana peel, like they say. And and I told them, come back. And some of them I was able to help them back to life, and others slipped away from me. And every life passes away, it is just totally it puts an impact on my life and emotionally, because I get involved with my patients. So I decided, why should I not take care of people in general, all patients in general, before they deteriorate in this condition? These patients are usually have multi-system failure, and we are trying to put pieces back together. That's what really empowered me to know the tiny details and the nitty-gritty, which is a molecular medicine. Molecular medicine, wow. We're all made out of cells, and basically if we protect the cells from senescence. Senescence means loss of life and dying. And we kind of enhance the other cells that God gave us to flourish and replace these dying cells into a newer cell, then we enjoy life. Life is for living and for enjoyment. So that is my motto. Life is for living. So if we want to enjoy our life, we might as well live it.
You know, well, that makes so much. Go ahead, Reese.
Dr. Galley, my grandfather used to say, if I had known I was going to live so long, I would have treated my body better. And I found that to be true as I grow older. What can we do at any age to slow down this aging process if we didn't figure it out when we were younger?
There are multitudes of things, really, to go on. There is such a thing called Hayflick number. The Hayflick number, the scientist that discovered it, it's actual a fact. Humans are made to live for 150 years. So if you are 70 or 80, you're midlife.
Wow.
So you're in the middle. However, since we live in multitudes of factors, from poison, from pollution, from additives, from this, from that, and a lot of times when we are young, we don't respect the youth because the youth escape us. But when do we look for youth? After the fact that youth has gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they say, we start saying, oh, where did the youth go? Hello? You had it, mister, but you didn't preserve it.
So, missed that train.
The age to protect ourselves is at a younger age. And even if we grow older, there are tools and means that we examine. I go over a lab with a fine-tooth comb, and I identify all the molecules and all, because there are multitudes of enzymes, molecules, and this and that. We don't look at it in the regular lab. But are they measurable? Yes. Are they have been recognized? Yes. Scientifically, yes. So I, forgive me for saying, I don't experiment. I do what you call fact evidence. And the fact evidence...
I like that.
The evidence that we have is factual and scientifically proven, but in the regular medical exam or this or that, they usually examine the essentials, the bare essentials, and then the answer is that you're okay. However, there are multitudes of other factors that we can measure, but it's not measured. So are we able to have a patient in the 60s or the 70s or even the 80s, and we bring him dignity and sense of well-being, and he will feel his oats, so to speak, and have the power to live and the desire and the pleasure to live? You know, you have to have the pleasure of living. So when that happens, then I have achieved my goal.
It seems like it's par for the course, or when we talked about this the other day, you and I, it's like, okay, I get to a certain age, it's time to get up slower and time to shuffle along and lean over a little bit. It's like it's almost kind of trained that we're going to be like that. And I don't think it should be. What age are you saying this really affects people the most, in the 60s or 70s?
It starts in the, late or early 40s, really. And there is all of a sudden you're not 30 anymore. And all of a sudden you wake up and you say, oh, my God, I ache this way, I ache that way, and you favor this, you favor that. But you don't really look for a definitive treatment and a cure. So as you avoid all these pitfalls, so if you favor one foot over the other, one leg over the other, you're going to mess up the mechanics of your structure of your, so your back will go out, your knee will, or your hip, or your this or that, because the other side will complain. So, and then cumulatively over time, without us noticing it, it's kind of a subtle way that we accumulate baggage over time. And then, of course, if you have children of young people, they say, oh, you sit down, I'll get it for you. I'll get it. And I tell people, no, I'll get it myself. So I want to carry my luggage, for example. Oh, no, I'll hold it for you. You know, you don't have to. I will hold it for me myself. I'm going to see, I'm on a plane and in the aisle. I want to carry my and put it in the luggage area. And they say, well, I'll carry it for you. Why? Because I have white hair. And no, thank you very much. I can do it. So think of this, that if keep our body in action, in motion, and of course it's very convenient. Thank you very much. You're respecting me. You're giving me care. You're caring for me, and that is really a human touch, no question about it. But if I train myself, I can do it, and you take pleasure that you have the ability. I can is huge.
So I understand that, because I didn't feel like I was aging until I hit 70. I was doing fine.
70,
then
yeah.
When I hit 70, it was like, wow, what happened? And I don't do as much work as I should. So what I'm hearing you say is, if I'm not going to exercise, which I'm not going to do like I used to, I can do just the little things day to day. Instead of having someone carry out my groceries, I should carry out my own groceries.
True.
So here's the thing. A lot of people, they've heard, when the brain, slows down, you can do things to level it off, or you can do things to your body to kind of level it off and kind of stay in shape, but you can't reverse it and make the brain sharper, make the body stronger by a certain age. But you think you can actually do that, where if you're 70 and you're getting wrinkly and rusty and you're like, well, I can do more than just maintain. I can actually get better, right? That can be done.
Absolutely.
Yes, we can. See? The magic word, Rita. You're listening. I want to get Rita where she's doing 50 or 100 sit-ups and push-ups every morning, right? Dr. Yali, we can do that.
Absolutely. Why not? Yeah.
Say, Rita, listen to Dr. Yali. This can be done.
Yes.
I am. Now, are you in private practice? Can we make appointments with you and come in? Or
Yes, please. Yes, anytime,
do you have a
please.
Book? What do we need to do?
Well, please call my office.
What do we need to
and
do?
I can give you.
Okay.
Call my office.
And contact Dr. Galley on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, too, right, Dr. Galley?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you're on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. How do
we contact
your office?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
How do we contact your office? Where is your office?
My office is in Torrance. Los Angeles.
And we can get all his information in the Wall of Fame, and I'm going to be first in line, and I have to see you down there too, Reese. Come on.
I was going to say, I want to age backwards.
You are most welcome. Please do come. And
so, you know,
and then we celebrate the youth again.
Yeah. And, you know, I saw Dr. Galley on stage, Rita, and you'd think he's somebody maybe in his 40s. It's, and, you know, where I look about the same age as Tom, my veteran friend who's a World War II veteran, so I don't have to tell you how old he is in the 90s. And I'll be a good example of how we can really reverse aging. And we want to thank you for coming on. This is amazing. You know, we're talking about 74% of adults are overweight or out of shape. And this is something that really has to be addressed. And, boy, you're really
right. Or diabetic. Hypogonadism or, you know, low thyroid. There are multitudes of things that can be corrected and corrected properly, and then they feel the difference, no question about it.
And aging is basically caused by a combination of, you know, some theories suggest that cells have a predetermined lifespan, or others that's caused by error or damage or genetic, and you cover all that. And I like the fact that you said, well, just like you've done it factually. You know, I mean, you've done your research and for many years. So you could almost say that you have gone out there and tapped into that fountain of youth. This is really exciting technology you're working with. And
It is exciting.
How's your experience been with meeting Eric and doing it the easy way?
It's fantastic. I love Eric. I love the Easy Way family, no question about it. And it is connecting people with people, and that is what it's all about. That's what life is all about.
Well, this is exciting, and I want to see you sometime during the holidays. We'll get together, I'm definitely going to look into this wreath. How about you?
I'm interested
in going backwards.
Oh, totally.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Dr. Galley. This has been amazing.
Thank you, sir.
I was really excited to have you on, and we're looking forward to having you back and reversing what's going on with Reef and I, at least. Let's go back in time, Reef.
Thank you,
Dr. Galley. Well, Reef, I told you, this is
very...
Bye-bye.
Wow. We got to definitely...
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Galley. We got to definitely look into this. I'm excited about this. And with that, let's go into a commercial and then see what's going on in Carmelita's Corner. That's always an interesting experience.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again. And I want you to be feeling grand. I've got a grand lady coming your way. She's fabulous. She's beautiful. She's accomplished. She's got a lot going on, and I'm sure you are very familiar with her beautiful face, which was in the video with MJ himself, Michael Jackson, and she's going to thrill you with her conversation and her project. Welcome, Ola Ray.
How are you this morning?
Good morning. Hello, hello.
You hear me?
Here we are. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. How are you this morning?
Well, as I would like to say, blessed and highly favored as you are, and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Right. Well, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Oh, here we go. Okay, now I think everybody recognizes that. So, Ola, you are going to thrill us this morning with your wonderful information. And I'm just so happy to have you on Carmelita's Corner, segment of Radio Boomers Live. And, you know, we've been chit-chatting a little while. You've been around the world. Can you tell us about what led you into that thrilling experience and that thrilling video? How did you get involved?
Well, Carmelita, I've been in the industry since I was about 15 years old. I started working in Japan. My stepdad was in the Air Force. So I started modeling, singing, and dancing there. And then once I got back to the United States, I went to college and studied a little ballet and piano and theater. And after that, I did the Playboy and did a lot of commercials and films. And then I got the opportunity to meet with John Landis, and he's the one who told me about the video. And that's how I got the job.
Well, they picked the right person. You were just perfect. That video went just blockbusters. Amazing. Can you tell the audience approximately what you think were the sales based on that song, Thriller?
Wow. It's a lot. I mean, I know based on the sales from the accounting sheets I have, you know, I know about it was 98 million sold in DVDs and over 78 million in digital. So it was quite a lot.
I should say so. Quite an accounting job for somebody. Wow. Well, you know, that's really amazing. You know, when I was teaching school at that time, I had a young man named Gabriel Colbert who was in my classroom, and he was very talented. And for a while, he was a Michael Jackson tribute artist. And I was helping him along, called myself being his manager. And we actually got some things that came our way, including opportunities for commercials. But his mom and, you know, his family, they were concerned because one of the opportunities was to send him overseas to the islands. And, you know, it would have been too far away from them, and they just didn't feel comfortable about it. So we nixed that. And then plus there were some close calls where I can imagine what it must have been like being Michael Jackson, because Gabriel looked so much like him. And naturally when he was dressed that way, you know, to portray with that red jacket and so forth, some people mistook him for Michael Jackson, and we almost got into hot water. There were some girls in Beverly Hills. We were at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, and they just swore it was Michael Jackson, and they were getting upset because he said he couldn't sign any autographs for them, and they didn't believe him, you know. And then another time, we actually were picked up in the same white stretch limousine that had picked up Michael to take us out to Lancaster to a big event out there for him to perform in, and actually had a real tiger. It wasn't a big one, but it was a live tiger, and there we were with the tiger. He had to do something on the stage. And on our way back, it had a sunroof. So Gabriel kept sticking his head up. He was standing up, waving at the people, and they thought it was really Michael. You know, it was really amazing. But
oh,
anyway,
funny.
Yeah, I know. I'm full of funny stories, Ola. You know. But yeah, tell us about some of the funny moments you might have had when you were doing the video with Michael.
Oh, we had so many funny moments. I mean, when we were not actually acting out or playing our parts out, Michael would always like try to tease me and play tag with me and tell me that people were on the set and have me run around, and then he would jump out from behind a closed door or something. I mean, he was always joking, tickling my feet. He was just full of life.
Yes, yes. You know, I have an organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, and one of my members was Gloria Berlin. She's the one who sold Neverland Ranch to Michael Jackson. And when she was showing him around the grounds, she said he would bless the flowers and everything. And then one time she turned around and looked for him, and he wasn't there. And then she found him up in the tree. He had climbed up the tree, you know. I said, oh, wow.
He
sounded like he was a lot of fun. I never, that's one celebrity that I missed. It seems somehow I've been so blessed. My husband, between the two of us, I've told my husband, Jerry, says, is there anybody who we haven't met that's famous? We seem to keep running into them all the time. But that is one that we missed. I never got a chance to actually meet Michael, but I know people who have been around him, you know. And it's just been amazing. Like our friend, our mutual friend, April Sutton. You know, I know that the Jacksons love April. And I sent her a text. I don't know if she got it or not. I wanted her to listen into your interview this morning. But I sent her a text, you know, to let her know that you're going to be my guest today.
Oh, well, I'm sure. I hope she's listening as well.
Yeah. If you're listening, April, hey, we've given you a shout out. Yeah. So anyway, tell us about your book that you're writing, that you it's about ready to come out.
Okay, well, it's called The Thrill of It All, and it's a memoir about my life. And I start from the beginning, my humble beginnings, living in St. Louis, Missouri. And then I go from there to, I talk about how we left my dad at a young age because of, due to alcoholism and domestic violence. Mm. And from there, we move away, and then we go to Sacramento, where my mom remarried, and to a guy that was in the Air Force. And from there, we left to go to Japan. And that's where I started my career. So I talk about being in Tokyo and working there and going to school there. And I graduated early. And then from there, coming back to the United States and then moving to L.A. because I wanted to continue my career in the entertainment industry. And so I talk about me going to Playboy and becoming Miss June Centerfold. Only to use it as a stepping stone. I want everybody to know, because it's not like I thought I had the most beautiful body or anything like that. It's just that one day I was walking down the street and I saw a news stand and I saw Marilyn Monroe. She was on the cover of their 50th anniversary. And I opened up the magazine and I started looking through the pages and I saw all the different entertainers that were there at the Playboy Mansion at the parties. So I thought to myself, I said, okay, you know, I could probably get back into the industry here in the United States if I go there. So I went up to the Playboy building and gave them my pictures, and they called me about, you know, 2 weeks after. And so I talk about that. I talk about being at the Playboy Mansion, at the parties, and all the entertainers that I may have met up there. And from there, I talk about where my career went after and how I started doing commercials and films, and I worked with all these great people like Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Eddie Murphy. I mean, it's just a list goes on and on. I've done so many commercials like Milk and Legs and IBM and Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's. I just was doing a lot of work. And I also I was the classy curl girl. Do you remember back in the day when everybody was wearing the classy, their Jerry curl?
Oh, yes. I remember the Jerry curl. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So I was that girl who started basically that, you know, through Johnson Products. I was the spokesperson for them, and they sent me all around the world. And so we did that. And then I talk about my experiences with Michael, the 2 weeks that we were together, and what happened to me after.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, listen, I'd like to ask you about your new podcast on the Easy Way Network and what it's like working with Eric.
Well, I've known Eric for a while, and we just recently got together and decided that, you know, we'd partner up on putting this podcast together. It's going to be called The Thrill of It All as well. And
mm-hmm.
what I want to do is I want to bring special guests onto the show to talk to the viewers about what the thrill about it was in their life, you know, through their accomplishments or whatever. And then I'm going to have the guests call in to ask me questions or ask my guests questions. And then I want to leave it on an inspirational note. I want to give back or be able to help any of the people that are listening in any way that I can, whether it be talking with someone from a nonprofit or anybody in the community that might, you know, have something, some type of way that they can help someone. And so I really want to make sure to give back as much as I can or to give as much information that I can to anybody that might be listening to help them along the way. Because in my book, I dedicated my book to all the entertainers that have failed before me, like, you know, Michael, Whitney, Prince, all my friends that have
mm-hmm.
died, you know, and that, you know, in the way that they did, you know, because of drugs or suicide or whatever. And, you know, and I also talk about my shortcomings in the book as far as, like, my involvement in it as well. And so the thing I really want to get across to everybody, and it's going to be really hard for some people to read my book because I really go there, and I talk about some things that are going to be very, very uncomfortable. And a lot of people are not going to, you know, think that, you know, it's like, wow, she went through this. And so, I mean, it took me 6 years to write, but I think it was very important for me to tell the story about what happened to me after and how I fell into the trap of Hollywood and what all that I had to go through with the Me Too movement and, I mean, and just so many things that has happened to me. But, you know, through the grace of God, you know, and me having faith in God the whole time, it's, I think, what has sustained me and has kept me alive. And that's why I believe that I'm here, you know, still standing to tell the story because, you know, just through the grace of God that, you know, I'm still alive to do it, basically. And so I just want to help if I can, if I can help anybody out there that might be interested in being in the entertainment industry. It's like, you know, just – You can be that entertainer, and you know, and you don't have to, you know, do drugs or you have to drink or whatever. This is a statistic that, you know, a lot of people fall in the trap of, and so it's just, you know, for me, it's the fact that, you know, I've lost a lot of my friends due to all of this, you know, drugs and alcoholism and suicide, that I just want to make sure that, you know, to tell everybody that you can be this person, you can be this actor, you can do whatever you want to do, you know, and you don't have to fall into that trap.
Absolutely, Ola, and I'm so glad that you are standing on that platform. And even when we spoke this morning, you just got a beautiful heart when you were telling me about how you have taken your Thanksgiving leftovers and given them to the people who are unhoused on the street, visiting the tents and giving people your meals. And those are just little things that you do that are really big things. You know, it's acts of kindness that we do. It may seem like a little gesture, but it's really a big gesture. And it, just think, if everybody treats one another according to the golden rule, treat others as you would have them treat yourself, that we would have a much better world to live in. And you are doing that, Ola. And I want to just thank you for your platform. And I want to wish you a great deal of success with your podcast. And if there's any way that I can assist, you know, in you know, sending some folks your way or what have you. And don't forget the Rose Breast Cancer Society. You know, we you know, that's my labor of love. It's a living memorial for my mom who had breast cancer.
I mean, oh, I would love to participate in any way that I can. I mean, I'm always like going and speaking at engagements with for domestic violence, and you know, so I try to do what I can to help others. You know. But thank you so much for giving me this platform to speak, because, all right, I just want to let everybody know if, I started the group page, and it's called TheOlaRae.com. And so if you have any videos or that you would like to put on there, you can. And if you have any ideas or if you might be interested in being on my show, you can go to the page and leave me a message. Okay, and also I can be reached on the my Instagram at Ola Marie Ray. So, yeah, I want to hear from everybody, and I want to be able to, you know, help me help you, you know. That's my motto.
Let me know, Ola,
what I can do so I can help you, you know.
Okay, well, and on that note.
One more thing I need to announce. And I know the fans are going to love it, but I'm shooting the front cover for my book coming up this week, and the Douglas Kirkland Photography Studio is going to shoot it. And you guys might know him, know them from shooting all the pictures of me and Michael on the Thriller set. All the pictures you guys see out online, this studio shot the pictures, and I'm just so blessed to have them shoot my front cover. So we're going to be doing that this week, and I am so excited because all we're doing now is placing the pictures in the book and shooting the front cover, so I should have a release date for everybody really soon.
Well, on that note, Ola, we're going to say goodbye for now to our listening audience, and again, I want to thank you for being a wonderful guest.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, it's Christmas and the technology is flying out the door. If you're going to buy something that's electronic for your loved ones for Christmas, I strongly advise you go to wherever you're going to go, be it the Apple store or a big box store or a little neighborhood computer store. Buy it soon, because from what I hear, they're going to have shortages as it grows closer to Christmas. Now, today is Cyber Monday. We had Black Friday. We had Small Business Saturday. Now we are here on Cyber Monday. You might want to go online today and check out some of the deals that they have. Jim went and got his new iPhone 13 And as you found out at the top of the show, he hasn't quite figured it out yet. He's only had it for one day. But I think he's doing great for just having it one day. He turned it on, he plugged it in, and we could actually hear it. But it's a lot of new technology out here. You might want to compare between Apple and Windows. You may want to compare between the iPhone and the other phones that are out there to see what actually will suit your need. Now, Jim has 2 terabytes of memory. I have 2 bytes of memory, 2 terabytes of memory on my iPhone 10. We shoot a lot of video. The normal person does not need 2 terabytes of memory. But if you shoot a lot of video, this new phone, I think I'm going to go ahead and break down and try to get mine today, try to get a deal from somewhere. This new phone is supposed to be able to shoot full movies. And I've known people that have shot full movies on their iPhones and surveillance phones and Ring cameras and things. So if you're shooting a lot of video, you might want to go with the new iPhone. It's supposed to be the best camera on a cell phone. If you're just using it to make phone calls, you don't need to spend $1,000 starting price on your phone. You can still get a phone basically for free from your carrier. But you need to make a decision, do the comparison, figure out what you're really going to be using your phone for. If you need to do a lot of text, a lot of email, you might need a little extra memory. But like I said, you don't probably need 2 terabytes. Go online, make the comparisons, try to shop the best deal. Like I said, today's the best day to try to do it. Probably between now and Christmas, because it might not be there. It might be gone. And even with the televisions, Jim was talking about how big these TVs are nowadays. I remember when they were just little 10-inch TV screens, and you'd have to sit right on top of it, and it was black and white, and it was grainy. But we were so excited for the TV. I know I don't seem that old, but I really am. But this is the time, this is the day. I think this is the last big advertised day. Or you can always wait until after Christmas and see what's left over. You might get a few better prices, but you might not be able to find what you want. And the virtual reality stuff that's out there, if your kids want virtual reality, you really need to get that early also, because I understand it's flying off the shelves. Parts are being held up. They're not able to ship enough things. And when they do ship them, they can't get them offloaded at the dock, so they can't get them to the manufacturer. So they very possibly may run out of the VR things. And they're expensive. If you're going to get a new computer that can run VR, you're going to have a special-made computer. So you've only got less than a month to figure it out. So have a very merry electronic shopping day today, and make up your mind and go get that phone or that computer or that tablet that you've always wanted. Let this be the year that you move into the 21st century. That's my tech time for today. Jim, what's your gym for today?
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for gym. From Jim.
Yes, I do a little research on the internet, and I find some interesting articles. Found one in weforum.org, a little report that McKinsey had. The top 10 tech trends that will shape the coming decade, according to McKinsey. And, they say we'll experience more technological progress in the coming decade than we did in the past 100 years put together. And 10 tech trends will dominate the shifting landscape. Understanding the effects of this change can help avoid nasty shocks to the system, both for individuals and organizations. And businesses that are making the most advances in tech are also in a good place to make the most in terms of return on their investments. Yep, there you go. So I'm going to give you a couple of these trends here. Process automation and virtualization, around half of all existing work activities could be automated in the next few decades as next level process automation and visualization become more commonplace. By 2025, more than 50 billion devices will be connected to the industrial Internet of Things. All right, McKinsey predicts robotics, automation, 3D printing, and more will generate around 79.4 zettabytes, about that one, of data per year. The future of connectivity, faster digital connections powered by 5Gs and the IoT have the potential to unlock economic activity so much that implementing faster connections in mobility, healthcare, manufacturing, and retail could increase global GDP by $1.2 trillion, that's a big one, and $2 trillion by 2030. Now, trillion's a lot. 5G and IoT will be one of the most watched tech trends for the next decade. All right, so distribution infrastructure. By 2022, 70% of companies will be using hybrid cloud or multi-cloud platforms as part of distribution IT infrastructure. It will mean data and processing can be handled in the cloud but made accessible to devices faster. All right, this is stuff you should take notes on the side as far as investing in stocks. I mean, a lot of this would tie into it. The tech trend will help companies boost their speed and agility, reduce complexity, and save costs and strengthen cybersecurity defenses. All right, number four is next generation computing. Next generation computing will, McKinsey believes, help find answers to problems that have been silenced. You know, what is it? I can't even pronounce the word. That have BEDEVILLED. That I got to get Reith on that one. Science and society for years, unlocking unprecedented capabilities for business. Number five is applied artificial intelligence, the famous AI. AI is one of the biggest tech trends. We are still only in the early days of the development of AI. As technology becomes more sophisticated, it will be applied to further develop tech-based tools. Well, that's big time. Like I was talking about, there's so much going on with AI. I'm going to have a special report on that, such as training machines to recognize patterns, then act upon it as detected. There's a robot they had, and this robot can literally create its own poems and recite poems and that it's created itself and all kinds of things like that. It's amazing technology. Future programming. Get ready for software 2.0. When neural networks and machine learning write code and creates new software. That's what I'm talking. It's going to create its own stuff and create its own music, create its own whatever. They have a robot that does that. Trust architecture. In 2019, more than 8.5 billion data records were compromised. Despite advances in cybersecurity, criminals continue to redouble their efforts. Being a growth tech in 2021, trust architectures will help fight against cybercrime. And bio revolution, there is a confluence of advances in biological science that promises a significant impact on economies, and our lives will affect industries from health and agriculture to consumer goods, energy, and materials. And number nine is next generation materials. Developments in material science have the potential to transform multiple market sectors, including pharma, energy, and transportation. And number 10 is future of clean tech trends. Renewable energy, cleaner, greener transport, energy efficient buildings, and substantial water consumption are at the heart of clean tech trends. Oh, now that's not bad. I'm going to pat myself back because I am not a tech person. So to even read some of this stuff for me is an experience. A lot of these words I've never seen before. Can you imagine somebody reads from the 60s talking to somebody that's a tech person today? I mean, they wouldn't understand half of that stuff, you know, technological advances and
not at all. They wouldn't understand,
you know,
it.
No, wouldn't understand any of these words. I mean, even going back to fax, the fax machine is broken. You know, what is fax? There's so many words that have been added to Webster's, you can imagine, right? So, Reese, we got to be moving on, I guess, here, right? 11 o'clock right on the dot. And we want to thank Dr. Galli and our Carmelita's guest, Ola Gay. And you'll find them
Ola
both.
Ray.
Ola Ray, yeah. See, that's a boomer thing here I got. She's an amazing lady. Dr. Galli is amazing. They're both on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And the Wall of Fame is exciting in its own right. I mean, that's it's all new technology. And, Reith, I give you a lot of credit. You really keep up with the tech stuff. They're doing
well,
your
proud
homework.
Of you. You made it through the show on your new phone. I'm impressed.
Well, yeah, I know we got our studio here. We got the mic and things set up, but I kind of get geared in with my – I wanted to test my new phone. And it's exciting, but you do really have to have a case, one, to protect it, two, to hold it. It's like holding these
Absolutely.
New phones is like holding a slippery fish. It's like
Absolutely.
I had a bar of soap in my hands when I first started. It's, oh, man. But holidays are upon us, Reith, and – like you say, you had a good tip there about maybe get started early, right? Before the shelves go empty and the orders are getting difficult.
Yeah, I remember shopping on Christmas Eve years and years and years ago, and this is not
Forget
the year
it.
To go shopping Christmas Eve.
No, no. I've been there many times. And every year I say, not this year. This year I'm going to get a jump on the whole thing, and then I sit there 2 days before Christmas running all over.
Gift cards.
Put them in an envelope, send them out, and you're good to go. So
Absolutely.
With that, Reith, I guess it's time to roll along here. So thanks for
You'll
tuning
be
in,
back
guys.
Next Monday?
Yep, that's right. Reith and I. And so, Reith, what's going on with your Reith and Gray in the movie studios and in motion pictures? What do you got going?
I've been doing commercials. You can see me at a Right at Home commercial. I on the commercial, I look like I'm struggling. I'm not. I'm an actress. But I've got that out. I've got a Hilton commercial out. I've got a Cabanuva commercial out now. I've been doing well during the pandemic, so keep your eye out. I look different in all three commercials, but keep an eye out for me.
And Reith, we can go on archive shows for Betty White's Off Their Rockers and see you, right?
You know, they kind of keep the Off Their Rockers shows hidden. You can find clips here and there.
Okay. Well, that'd be fun. We'll find some clips. But with that, we're going to be rock and rolling here, guys. Have a good, safe week, and we'll be, you know, I mean, tune in with us next week and Monday morning. We got our news tips and Reith's tech tips and so on and so forth. We're going to have great guests. And I guess, Reith, we're going to be doing the norm here by saying keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is what, Reith? Signing.
Oh, are we signing off?
Signing
We're
out. Yeah, it's only been 2 years.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Reith Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.